This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Those listening, I want to welcome each and every one of you. Today, once again, we're going to have a wonderful conversation with one English learner about their journey. And remember, this is all about your journey. As you guys are coming in, say hello, Mario Jimenez. Good to see you, Mario. Now, I am going to bring the student on to join me. So again, we're going to be talking about their English journey, their experience, how they started studying English, and how it's going right now. And as the conversation is happening, I want everyone that's live to please type your questions in the chat area. So Mario, if you can hear me, can you turn your camera on? We'd love to see you, Mario. And again, everyone else, please in the chat box, type your questions for Mario. Mario, how are you?
Hi, teacher. Good afternoon. It's nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to talk with you, with all of you.
Thank you for this opportunity. Of course, Mario. Of course. I am so happy to see you. Now, Mario, we are going to jump right into this conversation because we all want to learn more about your English journey. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Thank you.
Perfect. So, Mario, let's just get started with the basics. Can you introduce yourself? Where are you from? Your interests, your hobby, your job, your family? Tell us about you.
Okay, this is Mario Jimenez. I am from Ecuador. I was born in 1983. I have 41 years old. And I am a civil engineer of profession, and I have a master's degree in project management.
Nice.
My hobbies is the soccer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I say yet. I am from Ecuador.
You did.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
It's okay. Don't be nervous. I'm actually very nice, Mario. Don't worry. Great.
So now I am trying to lose my to not afraid to speak English.
Good.
I have listened in one of your class that one of your recommendation is talk in front of a mirror.
Yes.
And I think, this is an opportunity to talk with other people, with a teacher that can correct my pronunciation, my form to talk or to organize the sentence, a lot of things. So I'm thankful with you to this opportunity.
It is truly my pleasure, and I'm so glad that you joined me, and I hope your nervousness will go away because this is just going to be a great conversation and a chance for me to learn more about you. So hopefully you'll be able to relax. Now, I am going to ask you this question. You said that you play soccer. Is that true?
Yes. A lot of play soccer, I think 10 years ago. Now it's like a hobby with friends. Not competition, only for spend the time.
Okay, what position do you play?
I like to play in the center of the team.
Aha, okay. Now, here's one question again for you. Are you good, Mario?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. You said it with so much confidence. Hey, yes, Tim, I'm good. I love it. I love it. Okay, so you play soccer. You're a very intelligent man, and I want to make sure I heard correctly. Did you say you are an electrical engineer or that you work with engineers?
I'm a civil engineer.
Civil engineer. Okay. And do you enjoy your job?
Yes, actually, my country is cross a difficult situation because of the economy, the politics that implemented the government, but for take the opportunity of new job or new things to do, I am studying now an MBA degree.
Oh, nice. Very nice. How is that going? Is it difficult or is it easy for you?
It's difficult because my career, my profession is 100% technical.
Yeah.
And the MBA is related with management, with business. But yeah. I am very happy because I am learning new things.
That's great.
This is important and compliment for my profession.
I love that. Okay, so you mentioned something very interesting. You said that you do like the fact that you are learning something new. So now I kind of want to go backwards in your journey, and I want to ask you, what made you decide to start learning English? Like, what made you first start to really take English seriously?
I decided because I see the English like an opportunity, like a door for the world.
Yeah.
I see in this time that the English is the opportunity to take new knowledge. For example, the books, the actually books, the actually cases of study are developing in the United States. And all of this knowledge is right in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this opportunity. I want to learn the first hand of this knowledge to apply in my country, to serve to the people here. That is the reason. Other reason for that I decide to learn English in seriously form is because all of the time in my life I study English in the school, in the college, in the university, but never have the opportunity to practice, to talk English like a native.
Yeah.
So I say this is the opportunity. I need to talk English. I need to understand. I need to write. I need to communicate with the world.
Good. Good. I like that. I like that. You seem very determined, and I love that. I love when I meet diligent students. It makes me happy. I love it. So then let me ask you this. What do you currently enjoy the most about studying English?
The story time. I enjoy a lot because, like you see, I like a smile like you. And I am in love by your when you smile.
Oh, thank you.
You sincerely, you motivate the people to learn English in a different way.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that. That is my goal, Mario. I want to help people learn it in a different way without stress, right? You can still learn and enjoy the process. So thank you. Now, you know what? You enjoy my story time. Do you have a story that you'd like to share with us?
I think so. I have a story now because, mm-hmm. Like I say, I am studying now an MBA program.
Yes.
And now the university applied a business case developed that is generating the Harvard Business Publishing.
Yes.
And my story is that with the new words that I have learned in a topic that you have learned, business, English, I can understand a lot of things of this case.
Yes.
And it's helpful for me for develop my case study.
I love that. So what you're learning, you're actually able to apply it and you understand now. I love that. I love that.
Yes, was directly application and was more easy for understand this new knowledge.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Okay, so you're starting to see that what I've taught you so far in the lessons in the academy is actually applicable and you can use it in real life. Yale says hello, blessings to all. Hello, Yale, good to see you, good to see you. Now let me ask you this then, and can you tell us, Mario, for me and those listening and those watching right now, what is the hardest thing about studying English?
For me, I think is the have the habit to study English in a daily way, because I think the people, or it passed to me, we don't have the discipline or to a better form to organize all time, and I think that is the hardest thing that I live in this process.
The consistency.
The consistency.
So you're in the Daily English Lessons membership, right? You're a member of our family, so you have access to the Daily English Lessons that I've set up for the year. So has it helped you be more consistent since you have a plan to follow? Has that helped you?
Yes. It was a helpful model or methodology to practice and study English. I have learned a lot of words in the vocabulary, for example, the complement with the United States culture, the expression, phrasal verbs that I never have heard is very interesting. Also, for me, is very helpful learn English with the imagines. When you put the imagines for mountains, gardens, people, it's more easy to put the new words in the top of the mind and remember new vocabulary.
Yes, images do help. That's a good point.
Yes. So good. For me, the methodology that you apply is very helpful to learn English.
I'm happy to hear that. So then can you tell me and tell us what made you decide to enroll in the Speak English with Tiffany Academy? Because there are truly many amazing English teachers on YouTube and online, and they each have various programs and courses. So what made you decide to enroll in my academy and join our family?
Because like I say, you, I have learned English a lot of time in the life, but never can speak or learn or pass the level. And I all the time, like I say, you in Ecuador is a country where you don't have the opportunity to practice the English daily. And I try to not forget the word that I say. And I see YouTube videos in Facebook, things like that. And one time before I subscribe, I see a lot of your videos and I say, this methodology is very different. You say different things. I remember one video when you talk about your work in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, the teacher live in other country and learn other language.
Yeah.
And she know which is the problems with the student, with the
yes.
students. And I take the decision because you have this and give your experience and the story times again. Yes, it's very different. You have a very different methodology.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you connected with my methodology and you actually enjoy it. It's funny you said the story time again, because I've had many students in the comment section say, my favorite part of your YouTube videos are your story times. Your lessons are good, but your story times, we love those. So it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. I'm glad you guys enjoy them.
Yes, because in this part, also the students, we learn. We learn things. We learn new words.
That's very true. That's very true.
And see that you are learning and I don't know how to say, you give your knowledge in a happy manner is very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? We have a question that just popped up for you, Mario. Are you ready?
Okay.
So,
yeah, I'm ready.
Ari, hi, Ari. Good to see you here. Ari says, how long have you been learning English because you speak fluently? She says, it's easy to understand you. You're expressing yourself. So Ari wants to know, how long have you been studying English? When did you join the academy and what's the time period?
Oh, thank you. First, thank you. I am learning English in the academy almost for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I am late in the program because some weeks I am very busy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the discipline to follow day to day, but now, yes, I am learning day to day. Sometimes I do 2 lessons per day. If I didn't do the lesson daily, I try to hear the videos or see the other bonus that we have in the platform.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And when do you normally study? Do you study in the morning or do you study in the evening or afternoon?
I try to study in the morning, mm-hmm. early in the morning, maybe at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Good. Oh, wow. I'm an early bird, too. It seems like you are also an early bird.
Yes.
Nice. So how has your life changed? I know that you're still on your English journey, but you still are able to express yourself in English. How has your life changed so far?
I don't understand a lot of your question.
Okay, sure. No, I'll say it again.
Sorry, you can repeat.
Sure, my pleasure. So you are speaking English right now, right? And your English has improved. So how has that affected your life? You speak Spanish fluently, but how has English affected your life?
I think the principal change is to learn cases of study cases that can help me to study my program now.
Mm.
The principal change is applying my education program.
Yes.
I see.
I like that. So it's easier for you now in the program. You can study the English cases, right?
Yeah, the teacher say, no, for now we have the study cases of, the Amazon case or Apple case. Now it's more easy for me to learn, to read these cases and have conclusions, for example, or understand more of or what say the authors in those cases.
I like that. Good, good. Okay, so then you do see an improvement. You're able to understand, even for your major, things that are written in English. So let me ask you this. Again, you joined the academy, I think you said about 6 months ago. What have you enjoyed the most about the academy? Right? We have a bunch of family members, you have the lessons, you have the Telegram group, and you have these live sessions now. What have you enjoyed the most about being a member of our family?
I enjoyed the most some God messages that the people publish in the family group.
Yes.
I am a introvert person. And for example, I am 6 or 7 months in the academy, and I never have done a video that you ask for a challenge.
Uh-oh.
I never have done one.
Yellow card. Video. Yellow card.
But it's for my afraid.
Yeah.
For example, but I enjoy see how the people lose the afraid and publish those videos.
Yeah.
Personal videos are very interesting.
Yeah. I also like, I don't comment a lot in that private group because I want you all to talk. But I also, Mario, enjoy seeing the videos and the comments there too. It's nice. One day we will see your video, Mario, right?
Yes, I'm praying. Today I say, I'm pushing myself today and say, no, today is the day I need to talk. I need to show my face.
Yes.
I have a voice.
Yes.
People can hear me. And I push myself today to speak with you.
Yes, Mario, and I'm so glad. This is amazing. It's good. I'm very glad you pushed yourself. Excellent. Aina says hello. Hello, Aina. Good to see you. All right. Mario, I want to ask you, what's your dream? What's your dream regarding English?
My dream is have new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, for example, go out of my country, find or look out other opportunities for my professional develop, for my personal develop.
Yes.
That is my dream, to know other people, to know the world, to have the opportunity to travel and have the capacity to talk with a lot of people and know to different cultures. And that is my dream.
I love it. I love that. Do you have a specific country or culture that you are really interested in?
I think for all of Latin America, the U.S. is a dream, I think.
Well,
and also for me. One thing is because you have a developed country, you have a lot of opportunities. Not have comparison with other countries or the technology, for example, the technology, the education system. We in Ecuador, we have a lot of things of US.
Yeah.
Because we are very close.
Yeah.
Close far, but we don't have the opportunity to travel without a visa, for example.
Yeah.
We don't have the opportunity to know a lot of opportunities that you have only for the language. Because you can communicate your abilities, your skills. We have a lot of skills. We have a good level of education, but we can to demonstrate to the world.
Yep. That makes so much sense. Honestly, Mario, that's one of the reasons I am so passionate about teaching English. Because just like you said, Mario, many Ecuadorians are extremely intelligent. You have a lot of knowledge. But when it comes to English, there's a struggle. So all of this knowledge and you want to express it, but it's hard to express it without English skills.
Yes, it's very difficult.
Yeah. Okay, well then, I'm looking forward to you achieving that dream. I will definitely see that happen. I think you will definitely do it. Let me ask you, Mario, what piece of advice would you give to English learners? In your opinion, Mario, what do you think is the most important thing for English learners to remember?
I think at first to not be afraid for know new things.
Yeah.
Practice daily, because it passed for me a lot of time. I tried to learn a lot of things in 1 week, for example.
Yeah.
And I let it pass one more and take it again. One week, very hard week. And I think the brain not learn in this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for my advice will be to practice daily, to mm-hmm. learn new things day to day,
mm-hmm.
and practice with other people. Give yourself the opportunity to give your knowledge in other language.
Yeah.
And show you.
I love it. Show yourself. Okay, Mario, do you have any questions for me? Anything that you're curious about?
A lot of questions.
Okay.
How you form your personality? what is it? What do you think is the principal thing for have this behavior, this personality to...
That's a great question. So I'll be very honest with you. So Mario, I am a Christian. So I believe in Jesus. And one reason why I am so happy is because of Jesus. He really makes me happy. And one principle within Christianity is serving others, living your life to serve other people. And it talks about in the Bible how when you serve others, it actually makes you a happier and better person. And I can tell you honestly, Mario, the more I help you all, the more I'm able to teach you, the happier I am. I wake up happy every day knowing that, I can meet somebody like Mario today, or a student like Ari is going to watch an English lesson and maybe it's going to change their life. So when it comes to my personality and the genuine joy you all see on my face, it really is because of my relationship with God and the reminder I have every day that it's always important to serve other people. How can I help more instead of being selfish? It's more, hey, I care about you guys and I want to help you more and it makes me happy. Thank you, Ari. Yeah, that's really what it is.
Yes, great. Yeah, it's like a personal mission.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Your life to serve to the people.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I'm ready for the next question.
Thank you for those words. The next question. Which difficult you have when you learn Korean?
Wow. I had many difficulties, honestly, Mario. I had many difficulties.
And how to solve it.
How to solve it? Okay, good question. So because I had so many difficulties, I'm able to understand you all because I had the same frustrations that you guys experienced. So one of my biggest challenges was thinking in Korean. Because Korean and English are very opposite, right? Very opposite. Different characters, different grammar structure. Everything is basically opposite, including the idioms they use, including the expressions they use. Everything was different. So I literally had to turn off my American brain, turn off my English brain, and I had to figure out how to turn on or develop my Korean brain. That was extremely challenging. I like learning, so I was okay with reading books and memorizing Korean words. But when you need to speak, you have to think in that language. So that was the hardest thing for me. And how did I overcome that challenge? When I started to interact more with my Korean friends, and they told me that I needed to pay attention to real conversations. So I had my foundation. This is the other, I think there's
sorry.
A ding, it's okay. The main thing is, I'm gonna mute your microphone just for a second. The main thing is I had to start paying attention to real life conversations. So this is advice. I'll tell you guys while he's trying to fix his camera or the phone. I think he's okay now. The main thing is I started listening to conversations in real life. And so I had gotten to the upper intermediate and advanced level. So I focused on listening to real conversations. And that's what I encourage you all to do. When you get to the upper intermediate and advanced English level, start paying attention more to real conversations. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you unmute yourself? I only muted you because of the ding in the background. There you go.
Okay. Thank you for your words.
You're welcome. Oh, I think there's a follow-up question from Ari. Ari says, Tiffany, why the Korean language? Oh, I actually was a missionary in South Korea, so I wanted to learn their language. I went to South Korea to teach English and to teach the Bible, so I wanted to learn their language. And some friends of mine from college had actually went to Korea, so I heard how amazing it was, so I also decided to go. That's why Korea. I think we have time for one more question. You have one more question for me?
One more question. Which is your better advice for the beginners speaking English?
Wow, for beginners. Okay, good question. So I don't teach beginners. I teach intermediate and advanced. Mm-hmm. But for the beginner, if there's a beginner listening to this conversation, I would say memorizing is important. When you're a beginner, you have to get the foundation. You have to build a database, right? So for the beginner, my advice is to study as many books as possible. Memorize as many words, like the basic words, as possible. Because at that level, you have to memorize, right? Just like little kids have to memorize to learn something. And also study the fundamentals and make sure you understand them. So for the beginner, study lots of books. Memorize lots of words, the basic words, right? Don't try to learn difficult words when you're a beginner. Learn the basics, build your fundamentals, build your base, and also practice as much as possible what you learn. Even if you're learning simple sentences, I like fruit, I like cake. Practice as much as possible. That's the advice I'd give to beginners.
Okay, understand.
good question. Mario, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, teacher, for this opportunity. Really is an opportunity to show me.
Show your face,
to
yeah.
To practice my English. Yeah.
Now we're going to wait for your video in our Telegram group. Oh, man. Mario, I hope you have a good day, Mario.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you. You're welcome. All right. So before we end, another question came in from Aina. How do you think in Korean? Well, it's hard to explain because it'd be in Korean. But the easiest thing I can explain to you is just like I teach you all who, what, when, where, and why, right? Giving reasons to support your responses. That's how Americans think. For Koreans, I had to break down their thought processes and basically mimic what they were doing, right? In this situation, which idiom would they use and why? And how would I think about this? So it's a little hard to explain to you because, again, it would be in Korean, but I basically mimicked what my friends were doing and thought about things based on what they were saying and how they were reacting to certain situations. All right, here we go. Last question. How did learning a second language help you be a better language teacher? Muse. Honestly, it had the biggest effect because I understood what it was like for my students at that time to be adults. I was 27 when I was learning Korean. So I was the oldest in my class and I had the most difficulties because everyone else was 17, 18 years old. So now fast forward, when I have adults like you all, I understand the frustrations that you are experiencing. So I believe as an English teacher, it's not just my job to teach you words, expressions, and patterns. My job is to connect, right, with you, to understand where you are and to know how your mind is working so that I can break down difficult concepts into simple methods, simple strategies, simple tips that will help you get to the next level. So to answer your question again, learning a second language helped me immensely, and it really has made me the teacher that I am today to help you all. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Again, if you're watching live, we have one more conversation coming up in about 25 minutes. So don't miss it. I want you guys all to join, and hopefully you'll be the one that I'll have the opportunity to speak to you. Thank you so much, Muse. I appreciate you. I'll see you all in about 25 minutes, those who are watching live. Thank you again, Mario. Have a great day, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.